Zeche Nishmas Avi Murray Achim Yisrael Pinchas, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Ashayda Bas Yeshua Falak. Okay, today we're just going to have Chumashir. So we have going to graduation soon. So we have Chumashir. Today is short Chumashir. And June's man will be starting Be'ezus Hashem on Tuesday. In general, June's man will be from 11 to 12. This Tuesday, they have a conflict, so the June's man will start from a quarter to 10 to 10:30 just for Tuesday. And then the rest of the Zman will be from 11 to 12, Be'ezus Hashem. Okay. So, in B'chukosai Te'lechu, the Torah tells us, B'chukosai Te'lechu, V'smasai Tishmu V'asisem Osom. So, Rashi says, Yachal Zeh Kiyam HaMitzvos. You might think B'chukosai Te'lechu is referring to Kiyam HaMitzvos. Yehu Omer, it's V'smasai Tishmu, Hari Kiyam HaMitzvos Amor. Oh. Remani Mekai B'chukosai Te'lechu, Shetu Amelim B'Torah. B'chukosai Te'lechu is to your Amelim HaTorah. And you look at the Orachayim HaKadosh is very famous in Kosai to have a long, long Perushim on this Pasuk Mikosai Te'lechu. So you could look, we'll look at the first piece now, and there are other pieces that are in the packet, and you can open up the Orachayim HaKadosh. That's a multiple of Perushim on that pasuk. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, "Mitaras Kanim Amru Yochel Elu Hamitzvah Shomer It's Mesosai Tishmu Hamitzvah Samur As Mani Mekayim Chosai Telechu Vios Amelu B'Torah." Matam Shekara HaKosuf Amal B'Torah Chuka. Why is Amal B'Torah called a chok? Sad Sheish Mitzvah Fiu Lulmad Varm Shalomad Amin V'Gimel V'Him Yiduim Etzlo. In other words, there's an idea of learning Torah, even something you know already, to go over it again. Ki chofetz Hashem be'esek haTorah. Chuka chokak. In other words, Hashem wants us to be osek b'Torah. Even if the osek b'Torah is not necessarily to give us new knowledge, because we already have that knowledge, but esek b'Torah is a value. Timtza omer k'latam she'yumar ha'odom Torah b'cheshek. He says that Hashem put into the world the concept of shikha that people forget, and that's going to give a person more of a desire for his learning, because he forgets, so he has to review it, and it won't be as clear. He was constantly clarifying things because he could forget, and that brings a greater cheshek for the learning. In other words, in order to get a person to constantly learn, it's going to be very hard if you can have a memory and everything's going to be retained without any measure of lacking of your memory. It's going to be hard to keep the cheshek going. So, in order for to have a person to learn b'cheshek tamin, gozer chachmasu yisbarach she'ha'adam lo meid v'shocheach. Hashem made it that we should have the ability to forget, and therefore that's going to invigorate us to try to review it and clarify it, etc. The tamamuch chukosai loshen rabin, chukosai loshen yirmud lebeis toras, toshim chsavet toshim alpeh. And that's his discussion over here. Then he has more. If you look on page 2, the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Rav Shiva Karmiyavna, that's our Lovich, we'd like to quote this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos on the second column of page 2. Od Yitzel Derech Omro, Avos Perk Dalet, that's O Zion. Have a goal of the Mokum Torah. That a person should be going to the Mokum Torah, should turn the Chatek Ravla be Mokum Lumba Torah. He should go from, you know, sometimes he's in an environment that's not as conducive, so he goes to Chais, goes away to Yeshiva to learn, etc. That's what Rav Goldwacht used to discuss this. Say you learn the Vrem Gemara, Kuma Yagol Alumod. That Vyesha Yaholach Shisha, the famous Gemara in Chagiga. A person would go 6 months to get to the yeshiva. It would take 6 months to come back, and he would learn for one day. That was called Bar Be Rav Dechad Yom. He was in the Talmud for one day. It was 6 months to get there, 6 months to come back, and to learn for one day. There's a lot of times if you're going to stay home, so there's so many things come up in the house. So that's why, even if you go across the street to learn in the base medrash, where you'll be panui from the asakim, that's also a concept of gola l'makom Torah. It doesn't have to be gola far away. You can go there just to a different place, so you'll have that concentration. So that's the idea of b'chukosai teleich, that you're going to be going to l'makom Torah to have that ability to concentrate. So there is a memra in page 6. Is the Sefer Tikkuni Zohar, that's also known, credited to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It's a separate Sefer than the Zohar itself. Some people confuse the two. It's both attributed to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, but one is called the Tikkuni Zohar, and one is called the Zohar itself. But it's true, sometimes people look for something that's quoted from the Tikkuni Zohar, look in the Zohar, they're not going to find it. So it's a different Sefer. So there's one line, there are a couple of very famous lines in the Tikkuni Zohar, like very famous lines. So one of the famous lines in the Tikkuni Zohar, page 7, it says, V'araisa below the chilu ruchimu lo parchas la'ela. The Torah, if you learn Torah, below the chilu ruchimu, the chilu is yira, ruchimu is ava. In other words, if you don't learn with ava and yira, with yira and ava rather, yira and ava, the Torah is not going to go up to Shammai. In other words, you're not going to have that ability that the Torah is going to be mashpia on the olamos. I'm giving shir now. So in other words, the Torah, if it's just going to be a cold learning or cold davening, it's not going to go, it's not going to be mashpia la'ela. So in the Be'er Mayim Chaim on page 9, it says, Odivar Omra B'chusa Telechu, Gein Helda B'pis Far V'sofim Asher Zehu Hasim and Amufach. He says, how do you know when you do a mitzvah, the value of the mitzvah that you did? How do you know? So he says like this. So he says, what? Asher zehu asimen hamufak. Basosa adam achas mitzvah Hashem. He mesa karoi olo. Chas v'shalom. Hine im libo bo b'kir bo achar asiyas ha-mitzah. Vasas od v'od. B'yeser se'es v'yeser oz. As if a person is doing a mitzvah, and then after he finishes the mitzvah, he says, okay, enough. But if he has a cheshek, oh, I want to do it, I want to do more, I want to do more, then he knows, he's davening, and now he has a desire to learn. The Torah is called Eish. But it's the fire, and you put something in the fire, it gets bigger and bigger. If you do it bechias, like with an esh, with an enthusiasm, bo eres berishrei esh al hevitz kol, as mishtoikek v'choymed od v'yosef v'yosef asos b'tzos of his barach. Zem mamar hachamem mitzvah goreres mitzvah. What does it mean, mitzvah goreres mitzvah? So he says, ki esh ha-mitzvah tukor bol asos od v'od. Whereas, because if you have the you lit up the fire inside of you, that bread, it burns more and more. It leads you to want to do more. Lo nasis habitzvios bechius vislavos levavo l'shem Hashem. But if it's just a dry thing, inehum siyagem mitzvazu veirav kvedim alav achar siyas habitzvos. Everything is dry. Nidmalo shekvar also harbein ba'chud. He said, "Oh, I did enough already. Why do I have to do more?" Balabalo lasas od yoser inehum mitzvah nasis v'kitikuna l'shmo yisbarach. Yesh b'koach ha-bracha b'mod b'od l'varach as ha-odom b'chol ha-bracha as ha-rufnius v'ag-ashmius sh'nevar l'halam b'zeh. V'omro im b'chos ha-itei lechu. Klomar, sh'tasu mitzvahs t'is'avu l'ahem b'ahem b'yosef yosef l'elech b'chay al-achayel b'mitzvah al-mitzvah in ezeh simen sh'nasis ki mitzvasa. As kol ha-munuch ha-brachas b'nochas b'om. In ezeh v'adeh v'nasat g'ishmech ha-mitav ezeh z'adeh k'tem b'ikru p'iryo, etc. Because, right. Yeah, so that's what Rav Avraham Shadidur said. That means it's the Torah, so it means that you're going to want to do more and more. That's the simon that you did it with the chilu and the chilu, that you did it with Avav Yira. You didn't just do it in a cold way. And right, because the age keeps going higher and higher. And if you look at page 11, another pasuk in Parshas Bechukosai, he says, "Ish yaktish as base of kodesh l'Hashem." If a person sanctifies his house. So he's going to sanctify his house, so then the Kohen is going to appraise it. So that's going to be the value. So of what the house is. So in the Sefer Arugas HaBosim on page 19, he says a pshat using that Zohar that we just saw. He says, Yesh lefarish al derech harem is tiyadua, and they quote the Tikkuni Zohar, called mitzvahs, tfilos and mitzvahs, the lavinu nechilu ruchimu, or parcha le'eva. That's the Tikkuni Zohar that we saw. Mur Dosh Chazal, Tal de tefilas u mitzvos atzadik. The tefilas u mitzvos atzadik yesh lehem iloy gam la Torah mitzvos lo parchen leila. This is a very big Hasidic concept that the person's mekusher to a tzadik, so that his avoda invigorates your avoda as well, even though you're not necessarily on that level. There was even the things that are not done with full by the Hamonah, that are not done with Chilu Rechimo, it will latch on to the Tzaddik's mitzvahs. And then it'll parchel leil mia. But now he makes an important comment on page 20. Hainadavka im yeshmahem al kolpanim ezechius b'miktsas. In other words, he's saying the tzaddik's influence on the Amoram is if a person has a little bit, you know, but not the greatest enthusiasm, a little bit, then it'll invigorate. It's like, you know, you want to, I'm not, you know, like Moshel Havdil. If you have a car, so the battery's mamish dead, so you're not going to be able to, you know, because it's dead, kaput. But if it's not totally dead and you have to get a boost, Right? Every once in a while, you got to get a boost from another car. So he says, so that's the same thing over there. But if he's a mace, then it's gone. He says, "Mitzvah, he named mitzvah she b'dchilu rechimu b'kavan ritzuya she b'mchinas tov." Whereas if you have a mitzvah that's done b'dchilu rechimu b'mchinas tov, like we said in the Arugas Samosa before, like Rav Avram Keren pointed out, "Mukosek teilechu," that there's an his slavas tuchal lefroach le'el gablosiata. He doesn't need anyone's any boost from some other place. But if it's a mitzvah that's totally dead, it's, it has no chias at all, then it's not going to help the boost. Otherwise, if your mitzvah is a mace, then it's not going to go anywhere. They're not totally dead. But they're not with total hislavus, the offer to you parchim leila, veil omru sheish lehem tukum al deit zir fatzadik. So with these things, they have a, they will be invigorated with the tzadik. So that's pshat in the pasuk. Beitovu bein ra, haynu mitzvah shehi omedes beemtza. It says ishki, what's the lashon of the pasuk? Ishki yagdishes beito, verichu hakoin beitovu bein ra. In other words, if you have your appraisal of your mitzvah is it's beinoni. The hayu she'enu b'chinas tov. It's not tov, but it's not ra either. It's got made a b'chinas ra. Al zeh amar Torah, kasher yarich oso ha'kohen kein yakum. The hayu deisha kohen yarich oso, it's the rufi, that the kohen will be able to connect kenya to kuma rave. So, and that's the idea that, and then there are other svarim that in the Bermayim Chaim, etc., that have this this idea, and that's the Mechukosai Teilechu. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says Teilechu. He says that it means that you have to the way the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says is that the person has the shikcha and. Because it's a chok, but you still have to do it. But you'll only have the ability to do it if you have the shikha, and then that'll get to his lavas. That's the ikar of learning the tikkuni zohar. Araisa below the chilu rechimu or parchas le'ela. It's not gonna go up if it's low. But it's just, and that's what the Yirmiyahu Chaim says that b'chukosai teilechu. That there has to have a chias in your mitzvahs, and the way to know if there's a chias is whether afterwards do you feel like an inspiration that you want to do more, or you just have that feeling that gamarnu, it's enough, and they don't want to do any more. And then the so that was in the that was the Tikkuni Zohar, and that was the Be'er Chaim. And then we saw in the Arugas Habosem that he also speaks about this, and he says that the way to do it, Parchaleila, is to be Mekusher to a person who has a lot of Islavas, and that's, but that only works when it's Be'er Tov or Be'er Ra, when it's not totally mislavas and not totally dead. Somewhere in the middle, then each kiyakdish is based on Kodesh Hashem. We told Beira, then Kasher Yericho saw a Kohen. Then the Kohen, who's the leader, could go ahead and invigorate it. And that's the mashal I gave you with the battery of the car. If it's totally dead, it's not going to work. But if it's something there, then you can boost, you can give it a start it up. And that's, a good mashal to this idea. And And it's interesting, he quotes here the Aruga Sabosim in the footnote for the Aruga Sabosim on page 19 in the bottom. He tells you to look at the Tefer Shlomo. And it's in the Parsha of Nos Slovchad. It says, Vayakrev Moshe's Mishpotam Lufnei Hashem. Vayarim Hashem Moshe came to Nos Slovchad Dovros. Right, they wanted a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Jesus Dathan, Mal Loshem Cain, Havalei Lameimer Emes. What's Cain? Benos Locha Dovros. Cain usually means Emes. Why don't you say Emes? Chain Hu Kavai Yadua Ki Kol She'elos Adam Tzorach Meis Hashem in Tzoros Al Arba Monoch and Spalach Al Tzarche Atzmo. In other words, a person shouldn't just daven for his own good. Meaning he should daven that he should be a conduit to be Marbek Vat Shemayim. So he says he should have it in mind when he's davening his tzrachim, so he'll be able to be successful, so he'll be able to do mitzvahs and marbek kvod shemayim. And he says that's pshat in all the brachas of Shmon Esrei, even though it's shreilas tzrachav refuah berkashanim hakol hu lamala. He says in the footnote here, Bira Chassid, Rafaeli Chavim Larape is Al Gori Hashkina. In other words, he's going to do things to Marbet Vod Shemaim of the Shkina. So it says over here, Yidei Mephamim Misha Eilu, page 26, Eibo Das, the Chalein, the Spalo Hashem. He says, a person doesn't have full ability. So he shabal at tzadik hador. He knew mainly tov bado. Gamu kavaroso gamu shemaim. Right, the same idea. He says misha yeshal cholam sof beso. The Gemara says above baso yelech etzal chacham v'yivake shalav rachamim. So why do you go to the tzadik? Ki tzadik hu yodeh v'hamnu talav rachamim b'tfiloso. Because the tzadik can turn around your tefillah. He says, whereas he'll make the tefillah into your tefillahs into a higher madrega. So he says like this. So he says, what happened with those chofot? They wanted a nachla in Eretz Yisrael. Left side, page 26. So you can say they wanted it for their own, like the Bira Chassid says, their own good. Or they wanted, not just because they understood the Kedushas arts. So when they went to Moshe, it says, Vayakrev is Mishpatam Lefnei Hashem. That Moshe says that they want, Moshe thought that maybe their tefillahs aren't the high madrega of Shem Shemayim. So he was Mala the tefillahs. Vayakrev is Mishpatam Lefnei Hashem. So you know what Hashem said? Kavanos locha dovros. In other words, they had that. They don't need you to be mala because they on their own madrega had that kavanos in their tefillahs. Kavanos eicha tzarich on lahamtik musakim divrei mikavanosam, and that's the pshat. Kavanos locha dovros b'tchila rak l'ratzon Hashem yisbarach. But that's the idea. That, and even without being esoteric, it's if you put yourself into a makom that there's a slavus of Torah and slavus of learning, then that could, you know, rubs off on you, in you as well. And the whole Mechukosai Teilechu is you have to have a halicha. It has to, you know, what Avram Keres said, the Pshad and their Mayim Chayim, is that the Mechukosai Teilechu means that your tefillah or your avodah, your Torah is b'chlavos, and then teilechu, it's going to go from place to place, but it's going to go up and up. And so you're going to want to do another mitzvah, and another tefillah, and another bakasha, etc. And that's the idea that learning has to be, learning is not just sitting down and taking notes, and it's you're thinking and you're asking, and you're it's a halslavas, it's a process. And Be'ez Hashem, that's the, you know, as we're getting closer to Matan Torah, that's the Bechukosei Teilechu to you, Amen in the Torah. The Torah has to be Bechidu Rechimu. It can't be stoic, it can't be cold. It has to be Bechidu Rechimu. Because if it's not Bechidu Rechimu, well, Parcha Le'ela.
That's the stenographers.
Yeah, the stenographers. It's not going to go up and be Mashpia and Alombus Elyon. That's the idea, to do it bislavas, to go slow, to, you know, learn with Havana. And you only do it if you learn by Havana. If you don't learn by Havana, there's nothing, the learning is not going to inspire, it's not going to go parcha le'ela. That's the idea of Telechu, as Avraham Kenner said from the Be'er Mayim Chaim. Goes from place to place. Okay. Oh, so, okay, I'm sorry we have a shorter share today. So, Be'ez Hashem, Tuesday, Be'ez Hashem is probably the beginning of June's month. June's man will normally be from 11 to 12, but this Tuesday will be, because I have to go someplace, it will be like a quarter to 10 to 10:30 just for this Tuesday. And then, but after that, we'll have a regular 11 to 12.
Which day? Monday?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Cultive.
Good job.
Good job.